Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing lawmakers to approve a ban on plastic bags that are ubiquitous in grocery stores and the state's landfills. The goal is to remove the bags from the waste stream because of their damaging environmental effects and the expense to get rid of them. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, it's a policy Madison County lawmakers tried and failed to pass last year.
At the Madison County landfill, a skid steer loader collects bunches of plastic bags. Those that are not too dirty will be packed together with other plastic waste for interested buyers, like a company that makes plastic lumber. But Jim Zecca, director of the Madison County Department of Solid Waste, says they often cannot get the bags out fast enough.
We have a lot of them stockpiled in the building, but we're running out of room. And anytime we find an open market for them, we'll try to market them as quickly as we can, even if we have to give them away at this point, just to find a market rather than landfilling them.
Madison County officials consider their landfill a model for cutting down on waste. They recycle plastic and glass garbage and have a plant on site that captures the methane gas the landfill emits to generate power. But Zecca says the plastic bags present a tougher challenge.
They don't decompose and break down. They stay in the environment for a very long time. Could take 500 years to 1,000 years for them to break apart into small pieces, but even those small pieces still stay in the environment. They don't just go away.
In an attempt to cut down on the scourge of these plastic sacks, the Madison County Board of Supervisors started exploring a 10-cent fee on plastic bags last year. But before they could even debate it, Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature rushed to stop New York City from passing a similar fee. So Madison County lawmakers switched gears, deciding to instead pursue an outright ban. Chairman John Becker says it was a natural step for a county that is often on the cutting edge of environmental projects like those at the landfill.
We wanted to look at it to be ahead of the curve again. And I guess we just got mired down in the politics and the controversy of the whole thing.
Throughout several public hearings, business owners expressed concerns about the additional cost of replacing them with paper bags, and residents complained about the loss of the bags that they find convenient. Some even threatened to shop outside of Madison County if it passed. But even with those criticisms, 75% of the recorded public comments supported the ban, compared to 19% against. Jim Goldstein, chair of the Board of Supervisors Solid Waste and Recycling Committee, says despite that support, the proposal was shelved.
I was asked to delay a vote on this local law till after the election because some people who were running apparently were worried that they would somehow hurt them politically.
Board of Supervisors Chairman Becker says he pressed the pause button because there were not enough votes to pass the ban. In an attempt to gain more support from the board, he started assembling an ad hoc committee earlier this year, made up of grocers, supervisors, and community members to take a more measured approach at implementing a ban while reducing the potential negative impacts. The initiative stalled again last month when Governor Cuomo announced his statewide ban proposal. Becker says he's happy to see state lawmakers take the lead on this, but he expects they will also find that a plastic bag ban requires more than just votes.
We are going to have a culture change, and you're not just going to be able to, and I think the governor is going to find this out, you're not just going to be able to slam this into effect. You're going to have to implement it somehow slowly because, I don't know, we've probably had plastic bags for, 40 years, 30, 40 years, 50 years, and now you're going to have people remember their recyclable bags and all that stuff.
At the Tops Market in Canastota, a few miles away from the Madison County landfill, several customers leave the store with their groceries in reusable bags, but many more use plastic sacks. Nadine Gallivati says she's game for a ban, but the challenge will be selling it to those who are not.
I think it might be a good thing for the environment, but it's going to make things harder for people, you know, as they're doing their shopping weekly.
In Canastota, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.